2FM Mornings
with Laura Fox
Podcast.
Sponsored by Maxall. From kids' lunches to tonight's dinner, you'll find bags more to get you through the week at Maxall.
Now, buying secondhand clothes has gone from being totally passé to totally normal for our generation. And the whole thing has gone up a notch recently with Vinted coming to Ireland. So what is all the fuss about? Well, here to tell us about it is stylist Karina Gaffey. And I'm so happy that you're back with us once again because we always get some great tips from you. How are you?
I'm great.
I want to kick off, I suppose, with the most obvious question for someone who's never heard of it. Like, what is Vinted?
I suppose it's like an online marketplace where you can kind of shop pre-loved clothing. Pre-loved is kind of like the fancy way of saying secondhand clothing, or gently worn, like they like to say. So secondhand clothing can be rebranded and kind of has had a glow up, and you call it pre-loved.
It's kind of like houses. It's cozy.
Yeah,
it's tiny.
Exactly.
Who would their customer base be?
So for Vinted, I think like it's, I suppose, everyone in their 20s to 40s. Like, I think it's a good cross section. A lot of people shop, you know, high street or design on it. It's really good for kind of a little bit more of designer gems. Then even people buy like a kids wear, like, you know, kids clothing. Obviously they grow so fast, so it's kind of a good place to buy kids clothing too as well.
Never even thought of that actually, because like, you know, even I'm in the midst of all of my friends popping out babies at the minute. It's great, but you buy them something for like 0 to 3 months and like 2 days later it's like, oh, we're in 3 to 6 months.
Exactly. So happens. I think people do sell kids clothing a lot on it, but then you can buy homeware bits, you can buy beauty bits. Like, it's really like a kind of treasure trove.
So what is the appeal of it? Is it that you can get all of these bits that are in great nick and are going to cost you a fraction of the price? Or
I think there's a bit of that. Like, obviously sustainability is a massive thing because you're obviously not shopping new, and you're kind of promoting kind of circular fashion. But I also think as well it's a good way of making a little bit of cash, so you're kind of like being conscious and then also making cash as well. And then also I feel like it's a good place to have, if you have a bit more of an individual style, sometimes everything on the high street can be samey, and then like you can search for pieces that you might have fell in love with like a couple of years ago from Zara or something and kind of track them down, or more designer pieces. So it kind of gives you like an opportunity to have a little bit more individualistic style, especially if you're like going to a wedding and you want like a dress, and like just to, instead of running into a high street store, you could find something kind of unique on it.
And like, you know, we've all been at a wedding where you're wearing the same dress as somebody else. I've actually seen a lot of people who were trying to track down Kate Moss Topshop collabs that were out, obviously, when we were much younger, when Topshop was the revival.
Holy grail.
Yeah. And like, I mean, please bring it back in full fashion. But it's gas, because I saw so many people who were like, I cannot believe that I let that go and I'm rebuying this dress all over again, because it was amazing at the time.
That's what's so great about it. Like, you can go on as like, it's pretty easy to set up. You can go on, you can set alerts, and you can like favorite brands and stuff, so then they will feed them out to you. So you can set alert for like Kate Moss Topshop, and then anytime someone uploads it, so you could possibly track it down. So that's what it's, instead of trawling through like shops, like, you know, doing the legwork, you can kind of just do it virtually.
Just comes to you.
Exactly.
How did this all kick off? By just one gal trying to clear out her wardrobe.
So there was a lady in Lithuania who set it up, and she kind of was just having a, like, seemingly drunken conversation with her friend about like clearing out their closet. And I think that's what the, like, the simplest ideas obviously are the ones that make millions or billions. I think it's Vinted is valued at now, and they basically could kind of just set it up. And what I think it's good about it is it's kind of like peer to peer or person to person. So, you know, it's very community led. People really like it because it's very, you know, you can message people, you can make offers. And so they kind of just set it up, and it just, that's why it felt and did really well, because it didn't feel very corporate-y. It felt a little bit more community. And then also people just have all the space. And I think, obviously, I hate bringing it back to the pandemic, but it's absolutely true that after the pandemic, people were like, had these bulging closets. And, you know, that's really where Vinted started to kind of like really take off, because people were able to kind of clear out the closets during the pandemic and list them on Vinted. And that's kind of where the growth really started, because I think it was in the UK since 2014. And then it said it really saw an uptake in 2021. So you're talking 1 year after the pandemic that people were like, I think it went to millions of signups to it.
Have you got a Vinted?
I do.
So like, how does it work?
So it's really easy to set up. As I said, with Vinted, what, you know, they really protect the buyer. The seller is obviously protected as well, but there's no seller fee. fees. So it's a good, if you want to make a little bit of extra cash and clear out your wardrobe, I'm not paying anything. The buyer pays for the postage and pays a small fee to purchase the item. It's a really easy setup. You have to take good photos. I suppose like you're selling your kind of like pre-loved items. So, yeah, you know, it's like a shop front. You want to present them in good light. So you take good photos, take pictures of all the different kind of angles. It's good to do measurements and stuff as well. I know that sounds like it takes a lot of bit of work, but if you can measure them, because people will ask you questions, so you might as well do it in advance and have all the all the info there for people. You can list all the info. It really does the hard work for you. So it will say, is this worn with tags or worn with no tags, or like it tells you, and then it will give you a guide price. It will say, like, say you're selling a pink blazer, it will say, and from H&M or something, that's an example of one thing that I was selling, and it will tell you what other pink blazers from H&M or high streets are selling for. Okay. So you can kind of, you know, decide whether you want to sell it for that or a little bit less, and then people can make offers, and then they generate the postal labels for you, so you don't have to, you don't have to say what kind of package will it fit in, and then they generate, you just print it out, whack on the label and send it off to the post office.
Like, I mean, Vinted obviously isn't the only one as well. We've all been really familiar with Depop as well throughout the years, but what, like, what would be the big main difference between them?
Well, I think with Depop is quite a lot of people make kind of a business out of Depop. They do I think about 10% for the seller fees.
Okay.
So you're paying that. So I feel like you might have to up the price a little bit more. Vinted, I think you can kind of bargain with people.
Okay.
And I think Depop is a little bit more younger. It's a little bit more vintagey kind of feel. It's a little bit more like a social media platform. You can follow people, comment. So it's a bit more, I think, Gen Z kind of vibe, a bit more like social, while Vinted's a bit like cleaner user face and a little bit more functionality.
Okay, but I mean, both of them, obviously you can still find gems on either. It's just different
exactly
user. Look, it's awful handy buying, you know, secondhand clothes and used clothes and like gems that we've been looking for ages, but it isn't a professional outlet, so can that lead to a little bit of hassle sometimes?
I think it just, it's obviously, there's no customer service. There is customer service from a Vinted perspective or from a Depop perspective. But yeah, people can get back when they get back. They might be slow to get back. They might have a different attitude.
Can we talk about Depop drama for a second? Because this has been one of my favourite things to follow. It's on every social media platform at this time. And it's just drama that has happened in the DMs. Because you're just eating. It's like you and I. You're selling that pink blazer. I'm coming on to buy that pink blazer. So I might say to you, what are the measurements? And you'd say, Saz hon, I'm in Dundrum, can't answer you right now. Like, it's just gas.
Yeah, I just think I love seeing the kind of the Depop drama. There's this Instagram account, and I think it has like 500,000 or nearly a million followers, and it's just showing the interactions between people when they're trying to buy and sell, and how much effort people put in for a top. Maybe that's €1.50 or something, but they really want to haggle, and it's just so gas. Like, I have a couple here at once. So one girl said, like, so obviously was trying to bargain down, and she said, the seller said, I can't go that low, sorry babe, especially with the cozy lives and all that jazz. And then the person wrote, cozy lives, slang for cost of living crisis. You're just like, it's so funny. And then another one is, what, like you were saying there a second ago, was about someone basically on her holidays to Magaluf. And she said, can I get the measurements, please? Will this fit a size 8? She said, can't at the moment, booking Magaluf. And then they followed up saying, you know, where are the measurements? Out with the girls getting bits for Magaluf, babe. We'll have to sort it out another day. And then, like, there's all these excuses, because you've a couple of days to, like, post the item, so you need to... Sorry, Laura's just absolutely crying here.
It's just because there's so many of them that are in my head. There was one in particular where somebody had bought a pair of Nike Air Max in a size 6, and they had paid like £80 for them or something, and they got delivered. They were a baby size shoe, and they sent a picture being like, you're having a laugh, and they were like, you never specified which size 6 you were looking for. And like, it's just, it's the most, it's the funniest thing, but these are the types of problems you can run
into. And
there's
another one I read about someone saying, yeah, you can come and collect it. Like, some people like pick stuff up from people's houses instead of saving on postage. And they said 1 o'clock, and the person came to their house at 1 in the morning and was knocking on the door. But there's all these, so you have a couple of days to post. So, like, in 5 days or something. So, you need to get it posted in that time. Otherwise, you might get like a bad review. And then there's all these excuses for people why they haven't got to the post office. So one person, I think this was true, said, "Hi, this is Jamie's girlfriend. I apologise for the delay, but this might sound crazy, but Jamie's got his finger stuck in a can of lemonade. Don't ask how. And it starts to swell up inside the can and he cannot remove it. So it won't be posted until tomorrow now."
Honestly, I'd be like, you take your time. Thank you for letting me know if you've gone to this much work. Karina, I mean, we could quite honestly sit here and talk about DJ pop drama and like vintage drama and all these DMs all day because they're just the funniest things in the world. But what kind of stuff are these apps good for and what would you personally avoid?
So I think it's very personal to each person what they're looking for. Like, I definitely think, you know, you can't really get a refund. Yeah. So you need to make sure that like it's going to fit you, or you could resell it, or you're happy to resell it. So I definitely think looking at the measurements, you know, just seeing if you think it's not too worn, like there's no, like they asking them for more up close pictures if you think that there might be bits of dirt and stuff, and just knowing that you're buying something secondhand, so it mightn't be absolutely perfect.
Yeah. And I think that's actually, even if you are a seller, because I've sold stuff on these apps before, and I think if there are slight little tears or snags, actually flagging them in the immediate post, because then you're like, this is what it is.
I think it's good to be transparent about it. Obviously not everyone is going to be as transparent, but I definitely think, yeah, so even messaging the seller and asking them, do they have any more up close pictures and stuff? Because like sometimes a lot, like there's a lot of staining maybe under armpits or, you know, in certain parts, like makeup in the collar, and just kind of actually doing a research. And like, if you love it that much, or just like bargaining down, making an offer, you can do bundles as well. So if you find a seller that you really like and want to buy a couple of the things, you can kind of like make a bundle offer.
Yes, you're only paying one postage package then. Why do you reckon that this is thriving so much? Okay, like let's look at it. The world of fast fashion isn't really slowing down, and the likes of like Amazon and eBay are now selling clothes, or like, you know, eBay always did, but like people are going to Amazon for bits and bobs, but it's still standing its ground.
Definitely think so. I think it's just getting bigger because, as I said before, I think it's a good way of like putting your own stamp on your, I think we're really returning to kind of like personal style. I think there's all these viral moments on TikTok of like the must have runners or, you know, the must have outfits. And I think like a lot of people are just getting tired of dressing the same. So I feel like with vintage, you can kind of put your own stamp and seek out kind of individual items and kind of like look for pieces that you might have missed or that you love. Or also it's just like a good way of like buying maybe like higher high street items but at a fast fashion price. Yeah. Like as in you could be getting like better brands at a price that you would pay in a high street store. So you're actually, you know, buying better quality items at a cheaper price as well.
I think the one thing that I have learned from this today is that you can set alerts, because that's really handy, because like I'm buying stuff for like my hen and like my wedding and all that kind of stuff now, and there's certain brands that I want, but I'm kind of like, I don't really want to pay full whack for them, because like I'd be fine with a used one at that. So that's really, really interesting to know. Karina, as always, thank you so much for coming in and joining us today to talk all about vintage and how secondhand clothes just keep getting more and more trendy. That is stylist Karina Gaffey. You can find her online at Karina Gaffey.
Yes.
Yeah, on your Instagram. We were going to be right back after these.
2FM Mornings
with Laura Fox
Podcast.
Sponsored by Maxall. From kids' lunches to tonight's dinner, you'll find Bagsmore to get you through the week at Maxall.